John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. He's back once again, although he didn't have such a great start last week.
Jason, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Jason Martinez. Jason Martinez is here from our sister station, The Fanatic. Good morning to you, sir.
I bet you if I had a better week last week, you'd get that name right. I guess you were cursing me all week, weren't you?
No, that's okay. I didn't have any money on those games.
Well, you're the one that didn't. I did.
All right, well, let's start with your game of the week this week. You just can't get enough of the Broncos, can you?
No. Well, you got to go back to the same well sometime. Game of the week, I'm going to the Eagles' next opponent, which is the Green Bay Packers, in short order, because they play them Thursday night in Green Bay. And I'm willing the Green Bay Packers to get a win this week at home again. They got the win last week at home over Minnesota. But I'll take Green Bay minus the 7.5, taking on Denver. Denver sucks. Mm-hmm. And Joe Flacco stinks.
Well, he's no longer elite. That's why.
No. What he's got is heavy pockets because he got paid. A lot of guys, when they get fat and rich, well, they don't perform anymore. And that's the case here. So I love Green Bay this week. At home, they're so good. Problem is they've never lost on Thursday Night Football at home, and the Eagles play there next week. But that's a different story for a different day. But I'll take Green Bay minus the 7.5 to cover the number against a really bad Bronco team.
All right, now moving on to your lock of the week, New Orleans and Seattle. You got to pick Seattle on this, don't you?
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback?
Yeah, when you lose Drew Brees,
right,
and he's going to be out for at least 6 weeks, that is a huge problem. You couple that with the fact that they're going to Seattle, and they're starting to build that 12th man thing again with the Legion of Boom type defense. You know, they made the trade. They got Jadeveon Clowney. So New Orleans is going in. There's a big exhale when you lose a quarterback. I don't think you can get back up and the team raise its level of play after that. Seattle's in trouble here. The game opened at a pick. It's now 4.5 in Seattle's favor at home. So all the line's indicating to me all the money's going to Seattle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Seattle.
Okay.
I'll be at the fish market cashing on this one as well. I'll take a minus to 4.5 because I think, and the thing with New Orleans too, they can give up points. So even when they won in week one, they gave up a ton of points. They gave up points against the Rams. I'll take Seattle all day here.
Can you believe the loss of quarterbacks this season already?
It's crazy.
I mean, absolutely insane. You know,
I mean, you even got one that went out for mono.
Was
in high school? It's the kissing disease, for goodness sake. Who the hell's he kissing?
And then lastly, of course, the Eagles game. The Lions coming to town. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites on this one.
Yeah, and obviously they're dealing with a ton of injuries as well. I think the quarterback's a little banged up, but I think he's obviously good enough to play. But you're probably not going to have Deshaun. You likely won't have Alshon. Still not sure on Goddard, but they're banged up in a big way. But last week, I think that was more of a product of them not looking good in the first half because the whole game plan was with those guys. And then seems like four plays into the game, they don't have them. So you got to tear up the game plan. And those second wide receivers and Mac Hollins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside hadn't worked with the ones that week. This week they're working with the ones, albeit it was a walkthrough yesterday for some bizarre reason. But even that said, the Lions are the Lions. And the Lions perpetually stink. So I'll take the Eagles in this game at home. And I think they know. I think there's a little bit of desperation here, too. They know they got to win because they're going to Green Bay 4 days after and trying to take on a team on Thursday night that's never lost on Thursday night at home. So I think this is an opportunity for them to come out, bear down a bit, overcome their injuries, and cover the number of the 6.5. And they're so good at home, so I'll take the Eagles minus the 6.5.
All right, so with the Broncos-Packers, you're going with the Packers. With the Saints and Seattle, you're going with Seattle. And, of course, you are taking the Eagles. A smart choice there, sir.
Yeah.
Smart choice.
I know what radio station I'm on. We're not on in Detroit. Are you simulcast in Detroit that I'm not aware of here?
No, thank you. That's a simulcast I actually don't even want.
Yeah. Syndication, no thanks.
Classic the Rock, 102.9 MGK.
We'll get a win, 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 we'll get a win. In the city, the city of Philly, the Lions lose Sunday. In the city of Philly, the Lions lose Sunday. We'll get a win, 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 we'll get a win. Right from scrimmage until the finish, the
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.